Good sheep. I am felting a new mattress. I have two bed boards right now, but my friend that welded my wagon together and made these bed boards, he's making three new bed boards, so that the middle bed board will have the ability to pull up the pin on the hinge in the back, and I'll be able to lift it up and pull out two double tray legs, and then set it back down so that it'll be a little table in between the two benches. But I can't find any cushions that are the size I need for those three. And so this is a good opportunity to make a mattress. I've wanted to, actually I had a mattress in my first wagon. It was a piece of felt about that thick that I later cut down to make my first wearable teepee. That wasn't even a teepee at the time. It was like a little igloo, a little dome. And that wasn't quite sturdy enough. So I cut it apart to make this. And that was like 7 years ago. And this is still, I wear this every winter and every fall, and it is still like a half an inch thick. It was like over an inch thick, and then I had another layer that I was sleeping on, so I was sleeping on like probably a 2 inch thick felted mattress, and it was really, really comfortable, surprisingly. So now I'm making another one. This is a good opportunity, good time to do that. And this is my box mold that I put together specifically to create the size cushions that that once I felt them down and they reduce in size, they'll fit perfectly. And I got some wool donated by a new subscriber, a new supporter yesterday. Thank you so much. All right, we'll have some wool talk. Have a different discussion with each time that I pull apart my wool, because it seems like a good time to just have a conversation. So Corrine Collins, one of my awesomest subscribers and supporters, she was asking me to do a video about my love life, and I think that's a good one to talk about. I have not had sex for at least 10 years. I've been intentionally celibate because I am dedicated to not having things control my mind and distract my mind that aren't in line with trying to find solutions for the situation that we're all headed for. Like, there's no way that I could have voluntarily went homeless in order to put myself in the position to live in the position that I would have the necessity to come up with solutions. There's no way I could do that if I didn't 100% commit to leaving behind my previous goals and addictions and try to commit with both feet into being led by spirit and leave my mind open to being led by spirit. I knew that that would be not possible. You can't really make compromises like that. And so, yeah, like I practice minimally masturbating, basically. I'm getting my rocks off, because I don't masturbate like for fun anymore. Like, I'll do it. Now I'm doing it like once a week, but it's not for the purpose of like having fun doing it. It's just to get my rocks off so that my body can maintain the process of producing sperm for fertility. I don't know what it's called, but it's an Ayurvedic practice where you limit the amount of times that you get your rocks off so that you can maintain better control over your testosterone levels and your sexuality. The way that practice works is that you don't get your rocks off
But like if you're a teenager, once per day. If you're in your 20s, you can do it once every other day. If you're in your 30s, you can do it once every other day. So I knocked it back to once every other day, like once every fourth day, as though I was a 40-year-old. And I found that to be much, much more helpful for me maintaining a clear mind and not having those ideas come into my mind. And then I ended up just knocking that back to once a week, just to play it safe, so to speak. So I wouldn't have to, because when you get up into like once every fourth day, it actually becomes a little bit difficult to count the days and remember when the last time you did it was. And so I was just like, I don't even want to play this game. I'm just gonna knock it back to once a week so I can know like I'll do it on the same day, every week, and it'll just be so much easier. I have put out a number of Facebook posts though in the 5 years that I've been on Facebook. I think I've been five years now. And I put out posts talking about this and about how I'm interested in finding a partner for reproducing. I no longer think that sex is even a beneficial thing if it's not to procreate. And so I've made a couple of different posts talking about type of person that I was looking for, dedicated to solutions and working for humanity while living a minimalist life as a farmhand, and specifically no physical contact until we're in agreement that it's for the purpose of reproduction. Like that's what I'm looking for, though, because that's what the world needs. Needs people putting their heads together 24/7, 365 on solutions while implementing those solutions and those actions. And I think that this eco-alternative lifestyle is not going to be as helpful to the world as it needs to be until there is a holistic example of a couple and even a child between them living as nomadic, simple subsistence dairy shepherds who work trade on farms for the rest of their sustenance and their places to sleep for the night. I think that it needs to be done with a small family unit. I think that's what the world needs now. All right. Good ship. Look at all that stuff that fell out.